Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The MMA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Bet $100 at WynnBET and get a $100 free bet. Head on over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. We're also brought to you by the SGPN merch store. From now until Tuesday, get 20% off when you use promo code NFCBEAST. That's NFCBEAST.
Hi-ho to Jeff Marinos and welcome to another action-packed, exciting episode of the MMA Gambling Podcast of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. We're up to episode 211. I'm going to dedicate this one to cancel culture. Yes, cancel culture gets a bad rap, but my favorite basketball team, the Phoenix Suns, their current owner, Robert Sarver, is blaming cancel culture for his announcement today that he's going to sell the team. Hooray. He's a horrible owner, regardless of all the horrible personal things that he does. He also is a very bad owner. So good riddance to him. Thank you. If he really is cancel culture and it's not the rest of the owners and the commissioner forcing him, secretly forcing him to sell the team, regardless, I'm going to dedicate this to cancel culture. And who am I? I would be Jeff Chalks Fox, one of your hosts. This lovely thing we call a podcast. We have another one of our famous No UFC No Problem episodes. Yesterday we dropped you an episode. We recapped Dana White Contender Series, and then we gave you picks for, or Gumby gave you picks for, this Friday's Bellator. So if you want to hear that, go back an episode. This one, episode 211, is all about Cage Warriors. The European promotion is actually going to be in San Diego this weekend, so I'm sure they're going to enjoy the weather in San Diego. We'll be giving you picks, or Gumby, once again, we'll be giving you picks for that event. No UFC this week, but obviously we still want to make some money. So there you have it. I keep mentioning this Gumby person. If you're new to the show, you may wonder who that is. The man known as Gumby God. He performs Tuesday Night Miracles. He's also pretty good at making picks for non-UFC events such as this week. So we're going to lean on him to guide us through a Cage Warrior event. Maybe a promotion you're not too familiar with. It is, they tend to always put on quality fights. And on top of that, Gumby's going to help you with money on these fights. So let's bring him in now. It's the one and only Gumby God, Daniel Vreeland. Hello.
Hey, so I got to ask you about, you know, this isn't a basketball podcast, but now I got to ask you a basketball question. Do you wish, because I know it's different in the world of basketball, but do you wish that the Suns get a new owner that's one of those crazy rich dudes, like the New York Mets, or like Steve Ballmer or something like that? Because I know they, because they have, right, in basketball, it's not like, you know, the Mets get to spend $1 billion or whatever they're spending on their team right now, and there's no salary cap, and he can just pay all the luxury tax or whatever. It's still not going to help them beat the Braves in the NL East, because they're only a game up with the Braves having two in hand. But you can just go nuts spending money. In basketball, you can't really, and then you get Steve Ballmer doing weird things all the time, or like Mark. Yep. I guess Mark Cuban's different, right? Because Mark Cuban's been an owner for a long time, whereas Ballmer hasn't. But do you wish for one of those super rich guys?
No. I want a super rich guy that is not seen or heard from. You don't. Worst thing is the owner that thinks he knows how to how to coach and make personnel moves.
What do you think the odds are they sell it to a good person though? Like
a good billionaire? Yeah. Not very highly, but I just want someone who knows that they don't know what they're doing in this.
But who at this stage buys a team with that mentality?
Yeah. That's a problem. No one. But
yeah, you want to treat it like your own personal version of NBA 2K.
Yep, it's true. Thanks. Now I'm not too excited about it at all. Dan. Thank you. Thank you for ruining things for honest now. All right. Is there any MMA news we can crack on before we get into the Cage Warrior stuff? Sarah McMahon sounds like she is done with the UFC, or she's at least fought out her contract apparently, because they paid her off, I'm guessing probably at least her show money for her canceled fight with Asma Ladd, which completed her contract. So I wonder what happens with her now. 41 years old, no contract. Interesting.
Yeah, I think it's going to depend on what she wants, because they would probably pay her more than most organizations would at this point. Yep. You know, like, it's not like she's going to escape to PFL when they don't have a division for her, unless she really thinks she's going up the lightweight and beating Kayla Harrison. But I can't see her at lightweight. She's kind of a shorter woman for that, right?
And that would be so interesting, though.
Yeah, because she's
Olympic wrestler versus Olympic judoka. Very interesting.
Yeah, I tend to think Kayla Harrison's a little bit closer to her athletic prime than Sarah McMahon is.
Than 41-year-old. That has two kids, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, you know, she's probably not heading for a title shot anytime soon in the UFC. So,
no.
You know, like, maybe she does just want to go win a Bellator title or something like that, which, hey, maybe she could. Liz Carmouche just did.
What? Cyborg Glow is the champ, is she not?
No. They have to have a 35-pound champ, right?
I thought it was Cyborg.
She can't make 35. What are you
crazy? Wait a minute. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes. 35. Who's their champ at 30?
I mean,
Liz
Carmouche
is flyweight, right?
Is Liz Carmouche is 25 for sure, right? And then, and this is just an indictment of Bellator. It says here they don't. It says here they only have a flyweight or a featherweight title. So I guess she could go fight Cyborg.
Yeah. Have fun with that. Yeah, who knows? Who knows?
Or she could make... Could she cut down? She used to in the past, right?
I don't know. She's old and she's very muscular, so who knows?
Yeah, but Liz Carmouche is doing it. She's no spring chicken.
Yeah. Yeah, very true. We already talked about Jordan Wright getting a fight, so that's not news. Dan's very excited about that. Alazio Zaleski Dos Santos has been suspended for, 6 months or a year? Well, how long was it? A year, because he failed his drug test. So
I'll buy that.
Yeah, that passes the sniff test or the eye test. I think that's it for news. Any news that you've come across, Dan, that these people should know about before we crack into Cage Warriors?
No. Somebody in the Discord asked what the Bo Nickel line was going to be, if he was going to be negative 4,000.
Yeah.
And you can get some of that. Yeah, you can get some of that famed John closing line value if you jump on him now, because he's only negative 1,800.
Whoa. And who is he fighting?
This time he's fighting a legit opponent, and I think I told you last time what I expected the UFC/Dana White's contender series to do is first give him a fighter that's like only 2 or 3-0 like him, so that he can squash him, and then have him fight like a champ out of LFA or CFFC. And they're giving him the LFA champ at 185, which is Donovan Beard, who's pretty legit. And I'll have a little bit more of a full breakdown for that on one of the Sunday episodes.
Excellent. Oh, I know what else. John was in the Discord, was celebrating over, what's her first name? Amarin.
Jackie.
Name? Jackie Amarin getting signed by the UFC, apparently the LFA champion. Yeah, is she a champion she's champion there.
Champion defended once.
Right.
This past weekend when she won was a defense. She won over, I can't remember who she got that big heel hook victory over, but she won it with a heel hook. Yeah, incredible grappler. Really excited to see what she can do in the UFC. She's going to give a lot of women at strawweight problems, because she's got that level of grappling that you just, like, there aren't a lot of, like, amazing strawweight grapplers that you can think of, right? Because, you know, Tatiana Suarez moved up. Obviously, you got the champ in Carla Esparza, and you got Mackenzie Dern fighting next week. But, man, I guess Vierna Jandiroba, but, like, outside of them, there aren't a lot of like grappling specialists at strawweight. So it'll be interesting to see how she matches up with some people in that division.
Yes, they haven't announced any opponent or anything yet, but that will be interesting to see when the time comes. All right, I'm going to tell you about some of our sponsors, and we're going to give you some winning picks. Well, Gumby will. I'll give you all the grunt work, and Gumby will give you actually how to make your money off of the info I just gave you. First, WynnBET. Thinking of joining WynnBET? Now is the perfect time. New customers who bet $100 get a $100 free bet. Plus, WynnBET Casino is always open 24 hours a day, where you can get 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. WynnBET is live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. Plus, WynnBET has their own same game parlay feature. Just click on the game you like, select build your own bet, and start building a monster parlay. There's so much to choose from, and all you have to do is head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET so they know that we sent you. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at WynnBET.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WynnBET is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Fubo TV. If you watch football, you need Fubo TV. Fubo TV gives you complete coverage of college and pro football with NFL Red Zone, plus games in 4K at no extra charge, over 100 channels of live sports and entertainment for a fraction of the price of cable. Watch on all your devices and never miss a case and get 15% off your first month. Just go to FuboTV.com/SGP. That's FuboTV.com/SGP. And finally, Odds Trader. Odds Trader is a place to compare odds from all major sports books. You also compare the different sign-up codes and promotions from sportsbooks to get the best deal. The app also provides player statistics, key game stats, injury reports, and projected game day weather for bettors to make the most informed bets possible. It also has a bet tracker so bettors can keep records of all your games and betting activity. Go to oddstrader.com/bluewire. Odds Trader, the number one site for all your game day bets. Okay, Cage Warriors 143 is going down this Friday, 10 p.m. Eastern. So you watch Bellator in the afternoon, and then you've got Cage Warriors in San Diego, California. It is in an octagon. It says octagon, Dan. It doesn't say cage. UFC one says cage. This one says octagon.
I don't know what to tell you.
Wow. You're not allowed to say octagon, I didn't think. But anyhow, it's in an octagon. 9 bouts. Gumby has given you, he's graciously given you picks for half of those fights, winning picks for 5 of those 9 fights. So let's get cracking on. Oh, first of all, what are your thoughts on this card overall? Is this a decent Cage Warriors card?
I'd say it's one of the weaker Cage Warriors cards.
Because it's all Americans, it looks like.
Yeah, I think they're just like picking up the scraps of what's around regional cards in America, which isn't to say like there isn't good talent here, but like, you know, if you want to build the very best regional card in Great Britain, like you're doing it through Cage Warriors, and everybody who's, you know, the best guys on the regional card want to fight for Cage Warriors. If you're an American looking for the best regional card, you're looking for LFA or like a PFL prelims, or, you know, like trying to get on a Bellator card, or like, you know, Cage Titans or CFFC or like one of those. There's already so many like good promotions there that they're like not starved for a big regional promotion. So when Cage Warriors shows up, I just don't think it like draws the same like desperation to be on that card.
It's interesting to see what they're paying these fighters, which I will have the info on my MMA site, moneymma.substack.com, early next week. I've already talked to the California Athletic Commission, and they're going to get me all the purse info once the event takes place. So it will be interesting to see how they pay compared to other promotions, regional promotions in these states. So we're starting things off. Second fight of the night, lightweights, Jordan Bailey versus JJ Ambrose. Let's tell you about Bailey first. 7 knockouts, 5 submissions. He's got 1 knockout and let's try that again, everyone. Bailey is 7-5 with 1 knockout and 5 submissions. He's been submitted once. He's 1-1 in Cage Warriors. He won his last fight via submission. It was his only win over his last 3. So he's 1-2 over his last 3 and 2-4 over his last 6. He was 1-0 in Bellator. He used to fight at featherweight, plus 165. Ambrose, Superman. So that's who it is. I thought it was Clark Kent, but no, it's JJ Ambrose is actually Superman. 35-9 with 2 no contests, 6 knockouts, 21 submissions. This man has fought a lot. He's been knocked out twice, submitted 3 times. So he's durable in 46 fights. He's been stopped only 5 times. 0-1 in Cage Warriors. He's won 6 of his last 7 fights. He won his last fight via submission. He was 1-3 in Bellator, 0-1 on the Ultimate Fighter. 2005 was his pro MMA debut. He's got multiple regional championships on his
mantle.
He used to fight at featherweight, used to fight at welterweight. I already told you that. Minus 195 is the number on him.
Yeah, I'm going with JJ Ambrose here. And you know, you mentioned him not really getting finished all that much. If you look at the guys you finished him, it's lots of names you've heard before. It's like, you know, it was Dave Rickles. It was Spike Carlisle. It's Mike Pyle. It's like guys you've heard of before. So he's extremely durable. And the other thing I will say about him is he's just going to be so much better than Bailey on the feet here. He's like a lot faster. He's a lot quicker. He doesn't really make dumb mistakes, which is the thing I really like about him. If you look at that fight with Spike Carlisle, Carlisle hits him with kind of like a wacky hook that I can't believe actually landed, and he winds up getting the finish. I actually thought Ambrose was winning the fight before that. He had Carlisle all bloody in that fight. So I think Ambrose is more than enough for Bailey here. Bailey seems kind of, at least based on what I've seen of him, kind of one-dimensional. If you watch his striking, it looks technical, but it also looks very slow, and like you can tell what's coming way before it actually gets there. He does want to grapple you, and I just don't think like being as outmatched on the feet as he is and being like not particularly quick, he's going to have anything for Ambrose to deal with.
So there you go. First pick, chalky. Jumping up to featherweights, John DeJesus versus Brandon LaRocco. Let's talk about LaRocco first. Lil Beast is the nickname. He's 6-3, one knockout, four submissions. Never been finished in a fight. 1-1 in Cage Warriors. He's got loss, win, loss over his last three fights. He was 1-1 in Bellator, was a regional champion. 5 years younger than DeJesus, plus 150, the number on him. DeJesus nickname Platano. I didn't look that up. What's Platano mean, Dan?
I don't know what Platano means, but I want to say, is it a plantain?
Maybe. I didn't look it up.
it looks like in Spanish, it means banana. So,
oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Kind of like a plantain. Yeah.
The intern is quick on the draw tonight. We didn't even have to say intern, look that up. All right. DeJesus, 14-10, five knockouts, two submissions. He's been knocked out once, submitted four times. This will be his Cage Warriors debut. He went 2-2 in Bellator. He's gone loss, win, loss over his last three fights. So he lost his last fight. Multiple regional championships on his
mantle.
Correct. 2012 was his pro MMA debut. 2 inches taller than LaRocco. 7 inches of reach on him. Minus 170 for the Banana Man.
First of all, DeJesus has one of the most insane records. You know, like I know DeJesus because I've seen him fight a whole bunch of times. But I like went to look at his record again because he is 14-10. That definitely doesn't jump off the page at you as like a guy who you should pay attention to. How many of these guys that have beaten him have you heard of before? Kai Kamaka III.
Yep.
Aaron Pico.
Yes.
Frank Buenafuente.
No.
Bill Algeo.
Yes.
Pat Sabatini.
Yes.
Danny Chavez.
Yes.
Billy Quarantillo.
Yes.
Aaron Phillips.
Yes.
Yeah, like, and there's two others in there too that you might not know, which is Jason Soares and Javier Baez. Not the baseball
Baez, player, Javier, I think. Baez.
You just know him from playing for the Cubs back in the day.
Yes, actually, that is what I'm thinking. Right.
the guy has fought like a murderous row of guys. And, you know, I had to go watch film on LaRocco because I didn't actually know all that much about him. This dude just gives up so many takedowns. In the fights I've seen of him, he's very, very easily giving up the takedowns. And I don't know if he does it on purpose because he likes to grapple. But it seems like he does have an answer for the takedown sometimes. DeJesus is just, I think, at the end of the day, too explosive for him. He's really dynamic. He's really quick. He's really fast. Does he make mistakes sometimes? Yeah, that's why he got caught by, you know, the laundry list of guys who I just talked about. You know, he got heel hooked by Pat Sabatini, or he got hit with an overhand right by Aaron Pico. But, like, he's just, like, a really tough dude and a really explosive dude. And I think that's probably enough to beat LaRocco here.
The Exploding Banana should be his nickname, Dan.
I love it.
There we go. I finally have a title for this one. Yeah, Exploding. Still need one for our last episode that we haven't posted yet. So just so you know, Dan, start thinking about that. The Exploding Banana is a fantastic name. All right. Before we go on, I think I'm going to tell you about some other fantastic things like No House Advantage. No House Advantage is changing the game by offering the most dynamic fantasy sports platform available today. Play in pick'em contests versus other people for the shot at winning $250,000 or more in cash. Download the app, choose a contest, select your player props, earn points for correct picks, and climb the leaderboard for your shot to win big money every day. You can also test your skills versus the house and win 20 times your entry if you hit all your picks. Bet on up to 5 player prop over-unders or individual player matchups across every major sports league, including NFL, NBA, MLB, PGA, MMA, and NASCAR. Make sure to check out No House Advantage today and experience daily fantasy sports redefined, because it's not just how you play, but also where you play. You won't want to miss out on this. Sign up now with promo code SGPN at No House Advantage or download the app to get a first deposit match up to $25. PromoGuide.us is the best place to go if you're interested in plus EV betting strategies. They've got daily updates on odds boosts and huge cash bonuses from all the major sports books. And they've got a VIP Discord group that puts even deeper plus EV analytics right at your fingertips. I got to say, we've been looking at their daily promo updates, and they are some of the most informative in the game. They don't simply tell you what team is probable to win, but where you'll get the best odds and how to track down and cash in big on constantly changing promotions. If you're not already using mathematical models to help with your picks, you are missing out on an insanely valuable tool. And the best part of all is that Promo Guy is run by a small team of passionate sports fans dedicated to building a well-informed, better betting community. Go to promoguy.us and check out their 100% tracked, transparent, and proven method for betting smarter. So make sure you check out promoguy.us. Now on to Sleeper. Sleeper is the fastest growing fantasy platform today with millions of players. You probably already have a fantasy league on there. I am just getting ready to use it for the SGPN NBA one that I will be entering. It's a game changing product like anything else in the industry. And now you can win on Sleeper by playing their new over under game. They have over unders integrated right into fantasy, the first sports contest game built into the fantasy experience. Not only can you enter a contest via over-under itself, but you can also do so through your fantasy league's matchup screen. For example, Patrick Mahomes is your starting fantasy quarterback, and not only do you think you are going to win your fantasy matchup this week, but you are also confident that Mahomes is going to hit his over 250 passing yards line. If you pick correctly, you can win anywhere for 2 times over 20 times the money you put in. Main reason I'm excited about over-under on Sleeper is that it's the only app where I can join my buddies' contests and play together. It's got a built-in group chat where I can see and copy my friends' picks with a tap of a button. It's insanely fun to ride it out together. Not only do they have NFL, but they also have college football player props. Stop what you're doing and download Sleeper now to play the new over-under game. Have fun with your friends and make some money. On your mobile phone, join our listener group on Sleeper at sleeper.com/SGP. And Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100, promo code SGP. Again, go to sleeper.com/SGP and you'll get a $100 match on your first deposit. Terms and conditions apply. See Sleeper's terms of use for details. All right, what are we going to move on to now? We got 2 winning picks for you. Chalky, but they're winning. You picked DeJesus, correct? Yes, that's who you picked. All right. Craig and Blair is who I have next on the old spreadsheet here. It is, we're skipping another fight. We're jumping up to fourth from the top. Walter Waits, Jeffrey Craig versus Chasen Blair. A couple of guys new to the sport of MMA, both of them 2-0. We'll tell you about Craig first. He's 2-0, as I said, with one knockout. This will be his Cage Warriors debut, plus 145. That's all I can tell you on this man. Hopefully Dan has more info. Chasen Blair, he's 2-0 as well with 2 knockouts. Both of his wins have come in Cage Warriors. From his picture, it looks like he was a collegiate wrestler at North Carolina. That's what I'm guessing. He is at minus 170. Dan will tell us more exciting information.
Yeah, he was 100% a college wrestler at North Carolina. With that being said, not a particularly good one. He's one who redshirted early and wound up with like kind of a short career in that he didn't wrestle that much in his redshirted freshman year or his redshirted sophomore year. In his redshirted sophomore year, he actually had a season-ending injury, and then I don't believe he ever wrestled in his junior or senior year. So like he had a pretty short career. But the thing I will say is obviously like his long-standing wrestling credentials have carried over. He's got a phenomenal double leg. You know, these guys are both 2-0, but there's a reason why I chose to talk about this one. And it's Chasen Blair. I think that while Jeffrey Craig has clearly got some skills and I've seen him box a little bit, like he's got some good boxing skills. I ultimately think this is like a big showcase fight for Chasen Blair because, you know, I think Jeffrey Craig has got, like I said, some decent boxing. I saw him win by flying knee one time. He clearly can get it done on the feet, but they're just trying to show off that like Chasen Blair is like an amazing wrestler here and is going to like use those skills over and over and over again. So I would say if you're looking for a fight to like build a parlay out of, You know, I told you last week, don't use Yoel Romero. Do use Chasen Blair. That's one that you can use.
Toss it in a parlay? Hashtag?
Hashtag throw it in a parlay.
Throw it in a parlay. Oh, yeah, that's right. You're changing it. All right, Chasen Blair. You like the minus 170 line, too?
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised it was negative 170, because when I was looking up and down this card, I was like, Chasen Blair, where have I heard that name before? And then I remembered that, you know, he had wrestled on Cage Warriors. I almost said Cage Titans. They've got a card coming up, too. Cage Warriors before, and he looked good boxing in those fights, too. So I was like, oh, maybe, you know, he's a guy who's going to be a massive favorite. I probably won't talk about that fight. And then I pulled up the line and saw that, and I was like, yeah, he's definitely one to circle. So, yeah, I think him and Ambrose actually make, like, kind of a beautiful little parlay that I think is probably can't miss.
All right. Oh, can't miss. We're getting into can't miss territory. All right, skipping another fight. Gumby's going every other fight here, basically. Co-main event time. Not listed as that, but it is the second to last fight, so we're going to call it co-main event. Light heavyweights, Elijah Harris versus Trey Williams. I'm going to tell you about Williams first. He's the king. I thought the king's name was Charles. I'm correct? It's not. Trey.
I'm not down with the royal family as as much as other people are. I don't know. Is that going to upset Mal?
You need to be down with the. You don't know who King Charles is. I don't think you with anything to know that.
I do know who he is. But
there you go.
I was making it a royal family. Will Mal be upset if we're not in with the?
I don't know if he's a. You have I don't a think he's into
too,
it.
Though, right? Up in Canada, you're supposed to recognize him.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Yeah, he's the king of Canada too. But no, my new king is Trey Williams. Apparently, he's 5-3. King Trey, not King Charles. 5-3 with 2 knockouts, 3 submissions. So he's finished all of his opponents. He's been knocked out once. This will be his Cage Warriors debut. He's got a loss, win, loss over his last 3 fights. So he lost his last fight. He was 1-0 in World Series of Fighting. Used to fight at heavyweight. Used to fight at middleweight. Plus 245, the number on him. Mr. Samoa is he's going up against in Harris. It would be Elijah, Mr. Samoa Harris. He's 4-1 with 3 submissions. Never been finished in a fight. 1-1 in Cage Warriors. He won his last fight via submission. Used to fight at heavyweight as well. 5 inches of reach on Williams, minus 295. So we got Mr. Samoa versus the King.
I'm going to go with Mr. Samoa here and the dog money with Elijah Harris. What I've seen out of Trey Williams is that, like, if he can't get his takedown game going, sometimes he looks a little bit out of water on the feet, so to speak. It's not that he doesn't have good boxing, but he does prefer to have it on the mat. And then when he fails a couple of times on that, he looks exhausted really quick, or at least he did in the fight that I watched him. And I watched one of his losses recently to prepare for this when he was fighting Aaron Phillips. He looked very tired earlier. Maybe it was the Chuck Campbell fight, actually. Both of these guys have lost to Chuck Campbell. But Elijah Harris has got really good jiu-jitsu. For a dude who's that big, he's coached by, for those of you who know the names when I'll say them, Manolo Hernandez and Richie the Boogeyman Martinez. Who you might remember as being Juju's coaches on last season's The Ultimate Fighter. Both really smart dudes. Richie Martinez, a very high-level jiu-jitsu black belt. I think it really shows in Elijah Harris's game, and we've seen him use it from the top and from the bottom and all kinds of different places. I think if Williams tries to get him to the ground, it might be a mistake and he gets caught there, maybe in a guillotine or some other counter. And if he tries and fails to get him down, I think he's just going to be so tired that Harris will pick him apart there. So I like the dog money here on Elijah Harris.
Yeah, I realize I read you odds for I don't know what fight. I read you some silly odds. Williams minus 105, Harris plus 115. So as Dan said, he's taking the dog here. In Mr. Samoa.
I didn't even catch what you said because I was looking at my breakdown. What did you quote?
I already changed it. It was like plus 350 for Williams or something. I don't know what fight I was looking at, but obviously it was the wrong one. Thank you for not paying attention as per usual. I appreciate it. But luckily I caught it.
There's a Wilson on the card that's like negative 350.
Yeah, that might have been it then. That's all it takes to confuse me, Dad. You know me so well.
Versus a Hampton instead of Williams versus Harris.
Oh, that's way too close for an old guy. You're right.
Probably what way you got too close. There.
Probably. All right. Before the main event, I got a few more things to tell you about. Like the Elias game plan app. Did you know the best day of the week is actually Monday and Thursday and Sunday because it's NFL season, our favorite time of the year. And whether you're into fantasy leagues, betting on your team, or just talking highlights around the water cooler at work. The NFL season's just got a lot better thanks to Elias Game Plan app. The ultimate sports betting and fantasy companion from the NFL, NBA, and MLB. Elias Game Plan is the only sports app from the most trusted name in sports stats, the Elias Sports Bureau, official statisticians of U.S. pro sports leagues. Elias Game Plan is full of information and insights provided by the renowned research team, which means they are constantly giving you information that is up to date and that you can trust. The app gives you everything you need this season to get a competitive edge, league-validated team and player news and stats, head-to-head team comparisons ahead of their matchups, along with Elias key insights from the Elias statisticians, including injury impact analysis and expert game analysis, which you can give you the advantage in betting, picking your fantasy lineups, or showing off your sports knowledge. And Elias Game Plan is releasing new features all the time, like their chat function, which allows you to talk directly with their researchers. So you get the information you need to feel comfortable when making big decisions on betting on your or your fantasy team. I messed up all the same parts as I did when I read the ad in yesterday's show. The Elias Insights helps me know my strategy is backed by numbers, not just my intuition. Elevate your NFL season today and download the Elias Game Plan app. That's Elias is spelled E-L-I-A-S. And right now, I have a special offer when you subscribe. Get 15% off your annual subscription, but only if you use my promo code SGPN15. Find Elias Game Plan Sports Betting in the App Store or Play Store today and use my promo code SGPN15. Introducing RYP VIP, a brand new subscription service for Run Your Pool that helps you get an extra edge against the books, plus exclusive access to real money pools. Get access to exclusive data to help with your weekly game picks, premium content like in-depth guides for how to dominate your pools, and exclusive swag. The top line here is that if you're a serious sports fan, you need to Run Your Pool VIP. Use code SGPNVIP at runyourpool.com/VIP and get 50% off your first month of Run Your Pool VIP. That's code SGPNVIP at runyourpool.com/VIP. All right, main event time. It is lightweights. It is Eric Sanchez. It is James Lynch going head to head for nothing but pride and a bit of money. All right, Sanchez, 10-6, 3 knockouts, 3 submissions. He's been knocked out once. This is his Cage Warriors debut. He's won 1 of his last 3 and 2 of his last 5, won his last fight via submission. He's 1-1 in Bellator, 1-0 World Series of Fighting, used to fight at featherweight, plus 140, the number coming back on him. Lynch, he's got a really good nickname. Do you know his nickname, Dan?
Jamie.
Yes, James Lynch's nickname is Jamie. Wow. 5-2 with 1 knockout, 1 submission. He's been submitted 1 time. 3-1 in Cage Warriors. He's won 2 straight fights, last one via TKO. He's 1 inch taller, minus 165.
I'm going to go dog to close it out here.
Wow.
By taking Eric Sanchez. First of all, the guys in the Discord are going to hate me for this because I'm taking a guy from Team Alpha Male.
We love that.
It always just feels a little wrong, doesn't it?
Nope.
But here's the thing I will say about Eric Sanchez is that, like, he's fought very high-level dudes. He just fought Adam Borix in Bellator a couple years ago. He's fought Julian Arosa, who he really went toe-to-toe with and just kind of, like, slugged it out with him in kind of an exciting fight. In the thing that if you want to like encapsulate Eric Sanchez into like one like you know stereotypical fighter, he's a guy who just like comes forward and wants to get into a brawl. He's you know technically not the prettiest striker you've ever seen, but he's wild and powerful and accurate enough that like you have to be careful around him. And then like when you compare him to James Lynch, who he's fighting here, Lynch is overly patient, sometimes to a fault, and gets backed up a little bit too fast. He doesn't have a lot of power in his hands from what I've seen. So what I think is probably going to happen here is that you're going to see Sanchez back him up against the cage, finally get a chance to like open up his hands. And when he does, I think Lynch is going to feel really overwhelmed. And another thing that I just noticed about Lynch when I was watching him recently is he keeps his head kind of really high up in the air when he does get sucked into firefights, and that certainly could be a problem against Sanchez.
All right, there you go. We're going. He's going dog down it. So once again, the picks: Sanchez, Harris, Blair, DeJesus, and Ambrose. Anything else to speak on this card?
No.
Anyone else to watch?
No, I won't say anything else to speak on this card because I did kind of cherry pick this for all the exciting fights that are on there. But I will say, you know, if you are out there absolutely jonesing for a little bit more to gamble on, you know, I mentioned there is a pretty fun Fury FC card, albeit not like a particularly loaded one by Fury FC standards. Evan Cutts is fighting on it. I've always been a big Evan Cutts guy. He's at even money. So if you're looking for something kind of fun there, you got that too. Unified MMA has got a card this weekend too, which includes a fight between Curtis Millender and KB Buller. If you jump on it now, Curtis Millender is only -215 and he should mop the floor with KB Buller. They also got Jamel Jones versus Chris Larson in the main event, and Larson's kind of a live dog there. And if you've got a crazy enough sports book that would allow you to bet on what's known as MMA Attack, which is on Sunday, there's actually some recognizable names in there. You might remember Adam Wazorik from being in the UFC, as well as Ollie Thompson, their main eventing. Ollie Thompson, a big dog, which might be kind of like a fun stab in the dark. And also, if you were a Pride fan back in the day, you can get another chance to see Zulu Zinho fight. Once again, the big sumo wrestler looking dude is back in at it in at, like 2 weeks of off of being like knocked unconscious.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Yeah, and did you see that fight too? Very clearly like a fixed Russian fight where he was in top mount about to ground and pound somebody out. They stood him up and was immediately knocked unconscious. So they were like, oh, this Russian guy's going to lose to Zulu Zinho. And they fixed it. But hey, he's back already and he's a +140 dog. And I'll tell you, he doesn't look very impressive physically, but he has not looked awful in the cage. He clearly has some like goals to make a little bit more money before he hangs them up. So yeah, a couple of fun cards out there depending on what sports books are offering for you. So you know, don't limit yourself to just Bellator and Cage Warriors. Explore your horizons this weekend.
Wow, listen to true spoken like a true degen to all you other degens out there. All right, thank you for listening to our second No UFC No Problem episodes. We'll be back on Sunday to talk about who knows what will we talk. Well, we can recap these events for one thing, but there's plenty to talk about.
I can preview what I want to talk about on the Sunday show. So we're going to talk about last episode of Dana White's Contender Series on one of them, obviously, which has got tons of fun fighters on there. Sam Patterson's fighting, Bo Nichols fighting, Jack Jenkins, Ashiq Ajim. All of them are fighting. And as long as we get odds that are posted at some point in time, which I'm sure we will, there's an Invicta card on Wednesday that's very exciting, and we'll talk about that one too.
Perfect. Yes, I forgot about that. It's all of a sudden Gumby's running the podcast. Perfect.
Look at this. I'm planning stuff.
He can do all the work. He can post it later as well. So now I don't have to. So perfect. Yeah. So we'll be back with picks for you is what we'll be back with Sunday. Invicta. Sunday part two. Dana White Contender Series. Boom. In the meantime, get at us in the Slack. Not Slack. That's old. That was like half a year ago. Discord. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord. Twitter. SGP and MMA. Gumby runs our Twitter account there. Make sure you give it a follow. Jeff Fox Writer, he's Gumby Vreeland. His other podcast is Top Turtle MMA Podcast, always worth a listen. My MMA site is moneymma.substack.com. And obviously, listen to all the other great podcasts in the Sports Gambling Podcast Network and read all our amazing articles on the website, sportsgamblingpodcast.com. And if you haven't followed us already, please follow our specific feed for this podcast, the MMA Gambling Podcast feed, and tell some friends, tell some enemies, tell some people they should listen as well. So I'm gonna let Gumby take us home, see what kind of nickname he comes up with for
me. I'm Dana Gumby Freeland, he's Banana Jeff Fox, and we will see you on Sunday.